Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. The crew is in live and effect. Hello! Well, hello there. Yes, we have Sister Estherine. Bless you, children of the Most High. I'm so happy to be here tonight. And we also have with us tonight the Coochie Queen. Well, hello there. I am so excited about tonight being live on the air to talk about all kinds of stuff with you. That's right. That's right, Coochie and Sister. We are going to be talking about all kinds of stuff tonight. Guys, it is December the 12th, and you have just tuned in to Shay Renee and Friends. We have a lot of news. What kind of news we got, girl? Because I know it's just a shambles. I just seen a little bit of the news, and I'm just like, oh, Lord. You know how sister get when you see some of the news. Yes, sister, I know how you get when you see some of the news. I think you get like most of us when we see some of the news. I don't know what to say.
Well, yeah, we gonna talk about it.
Yes, Shay, I can't wait to talk about it. I just cannot wait to talk about it. I don't know how long I'm going to be on the air with you guys. I do have a session prepared for tonight to talk to some people about some relationship issues. And so I will share a little bit tonight on the air with you all. But as far as long as I'm here, the Coochie is available to answer your questions and to give you any kind of relationship news. Well, thank you, Coochie. Yes, and Coochie will be with us here for a little bit. And Sister Estherine is going to be here. You're going to be here for the entire show, Sister?
Yes, I'm going to be here for the entire show. I'm trying to ask the Lord to answer my prayers when it comes to Alabama. But we're going to talk about that a little later.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But I'm praying, and I agree with you. I'm praying that the Lord hears your prayers too, sister. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am too, honey. Whew. Sister just got a fan herself.
Yeah, it's a little warm. It's a little warm in America. It definitely is. Hey, guys. Out here in Cali, you guys take extra precautions. If they tell you to get out the area, hey, listen, get out of the area. Okay, everybody has homeowners insurance. And I know it hurts to see everything that you have taken away from you, but guess what? If those things made you, then you need to go back to the drawing board. Okay, because this, if nothing else, tragedy teaches us that you can have something today and it be gone tomorrow. Life is not promised. Possessions aren't promised. These are things that people and devastation and natural disasters can take away. And we need to start getting those things that people can't take away. And that means joy. Even Paul, and I don't mean to preach tonight, but even Paul said, when I was abased, I was content. And when I was abound, that means when I was on top of everything, I was still content. So either or, remain content. All right. Even Solomon tells us things that we hold as prized possessions. So make sure that you listen, you evacuate, you get out, and you stay alive to see another day. And you can always, always rebuild. Okay. You can always rebuild. We all have insurance, and that's why we pay those premiums. So when tragedy happens and different things like that happen, we have put everything in place to take care of those things and to get back what we've lost. So, California, we're still praying for you.
Yes, we are still praying for you. Yes, California, we are still praying for you. We just pray that everything works out. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes.
Yes, we're praying for you. And so we're all in agreement here on the show. And so we are praying for you. Now, and you know, for those of you all that have been tuning into the news or haven't been tuning into the news, California has been going under some wildfires. And President Trump doesn't think like it's an emergency, state of emergency. And so, you know, several acres of land, just the winds are just blowing that fire, and firefighters are not being able to keep it under control. So hopefully our commander-in-chief will see what's really happening and the devastation within those areas, and send all the help that we need out there to kind of get control of these wildfires. Now, you know, Trump got into some trouble. Did you guys pay attention to his tweet? And I'm going to go into some news right now. Did y'all pay attention to Trump's tweet about the Senator Gillibrand?
Yeah, I think I heard a little bit of something about that.
Well, no, Shay. I didn't get a chance to catch that. Please, please, tell us more.
Well, Trump got into some big trouble today, and a lot of people are... a lot of senators are calling for him to be impeached, and they're going after it. I mean, they want him out of there. And one in particular, a senator by the name of Kirsten Gillibrand, she wants to receive money from Trump during her campaign. And this was at the time when Trump was donating to the Democratic Party.
So you mean to tell me he was once a Democrat, now he's... all out evangelical Republican.
Well, that's what he says, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, but that's what he's going up under. So from what we see, he says he's an evangelical Republican.
Okay. I ain't got nothing to say. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she's been kind of one of Trump's main critics since she's gotten to the office. She has an impeccable record about herself. She's done a lot of things. She took Hillary's seat when Hillary got Secretary of State. So she's done a lot of great things when it comes to people, politics. She's also been strong about sexual assault within the military. So she's been a strong advocate for sexual assault for a pretty much major part of her career as a senator. Well, some people are saying that Trump's tweets are compared to, you remember the show, the little TV show with, I think Lindsay Lohan may have been in there, but it was Mean Girls. And you remember the show with Mean Girls, and the girls were being mean to the one girl. And so they're comparing Trump's tweets to Mean Girls. Well, he got in trouble because he said some pretty bad sexual-oriented things about Senator Gillibrand. And she has called for him to be impeached, and I'll share some of the other senators that have called and joined with her in the impeachment of Trump. And she says, or well, he says about her that she has asked him for money on two of her campaigns or twice, and she'd do anything for anybody that's going to contribute money to her campaign. I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that. No one is sure by what Trump means when he sends out a tweet, because You know, he made fun of handicapped people, and he said he wasn't making fun of handicapped people. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff, okay? He said, hey, the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists are good people. But he ain't say it. He's for blacks and African-Americans and Jews and Hispanics. But he says he's going to build that wall. So we're not sure exactly what he's saying. I don't think he's sure of what he's saying. I mean, think about it. If you say something, you ought to stand behind what you say. You shouldn't come and flip-flop just because TV cameras are there.
Well, you know, I always say like this. If you're going to say something, say it and be able to stand up and back what you say. See, when you say something and then you can't back what you say, then you shouldn't be saying it because that means you ain't standing for what you just said. And I look at it like this. Because, see, words are powerful. And you get what you say. You see what I'm saying? You get what you say. So that means that if you say something, then you need to stand by and believe what you say. Because you're going to get it. It says our worlds were formed and created by our words. Our words. And I praise the Lord that this man just tweets and he talking, Lord, please shut his mouth, zip his lip, don't let him talk, just let him write, Lord, just let him write, Father.
Well, yeah, you're right, sister. I mean, you know, words are powerful. Yeah, it does say life and death is in the power of the tongue. So he's letting us know what his tongue is laced with, definitely. So, you know, you're either going to speak life or you're speaking death.
It don't sound like he's speaking too much life. Sound like he's speaking a lot of death. But he has a problem. See, everybody has to be accountable for all of what they do, their own actions. And it just seems like this man doesn't want to take accountability for anything. I mean, can you own up to at least one thing?
I mean, you know, true. This is so hard to talk about this person without a professional therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist. Because you have to understand the mental factor within the whole Trump situation and campaign, because when you see what's going on and then you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders stand up and, you know, and a lot of people found the tweet that he said about Kirsten Gillibrand as very sexual and basically saying, well, Elizabeth Warren, he said, oh, you're going to slut shame? Well, you're messing with the wrong person, buddy. She's not one you want to mess with. She's too persistent. That means that Kirsten Gillibrand, Trump, is going to be so persistent about getting you impeached, and she is the shit.
Watch your mouth, baby.
I know, but she's the shit. Excuse me, sister, when it comes to sexual assault and the military. So she's had great success in her career. Now you're up under sexual allegation charges. I think you probably want to leave Miss Kirsten Gillibrand alone. Because she might just have your behind looking at the jail door. Because you're going to have to pay if it goes to a court of law. And they're pushing for the investigation for his sexual allegations charges.
Well, Shane, now, if you don't mind me saying, as a relationship and coochie coach, I am against anything concerning sexual assault. And I will tell you why. Sex is worship. It is like worship. So it needs to be two consenting adults. Two consenting
adults, because it's something that you perform for the Lord. You perform that for your creator, because he is the one that allowed us to even be able to do it. He created us to be able to come together and experience pleasure. Now, this is your Coochie Quinn just breaking down the whole purpose of what it is. So when you have one that is being aggressive and then you don't have agreement, then that's when you step into the danger zone. It must be agreement and not force. And these women who have come upon TV, and we're not saying anything that hasn't been publicized on the television, they have said very graphic things that have made a lot of people worried of who we have in the White House. As a woman, and we're all women, and as a woman, we see these situations a little different, because we are the ones that are being violated. And it should never be okay to sit up here and say it is okay to violate a woman and a woman's right. See, all men are created equal. Am I reading what the Constitution says? And so it tells us about this administration when it says, make America great again. When women didn't have rights, blacks didn't have rights, no one had rights but that of the Caucasian. Not even their women. They didn't even have rights. They couldn't even vote. So these are some things that we as women think about, because we know some of the policies of the Republican Party. Yes. When they want to control a woman's body and whether or not she can deliver or not deliver a baby. But yet, you will take income that will feed a child, or you will put a tax plan in place that will not help the middle class or lower income. But then yet you don't want to give us the right to make the decision on our bodies. So these are a lot of questions that we've got to ask when it comes to our president. And women are the majority of voters when it comes to voting. Women, we must stand up for what is right in the White House. We must stand up for what is right. We are the majority of the voters. We must go to the polls and we must vote for those that will be for women's rights. I totally agree, Coochie Queen. I totally agree. And you know what? I agree with the Coochie too. Because women have been behind. We've been behind in inequality. We've been behind in pay. We've been behind in everything. And now you want to assault us. And you want to put people in command of this free world to say, I can do whatever I want because I got money. What about our little girls? What is the precedent that we're setting for our nation? What are the things that we have to think about? Because we have another generation of future that we are creating our society with. And so we have to think about our future. Anyone who has a daughter understands what I'm saying. Anyone who has a child understands what the sister is saying. Children are the future. And we must think about our children. Think about our children. If these men don't want to think about our children, women, we got to think about our children. I remember the call for the women that'll cry out and pray. And women, I'm just telling you, the Lord is revealing to me it's time to pray. It's time to pray, women.
time to pray. Because they coming to get us down. They coming against us now. And it's time to pray, ladies.
We have a commander-in-chief that has really just assaulted the woman on Twitter. He said some really sexual, insinuated things, saying that she'd do anything for a dollar, basically. She'd do anything for anybody that was willing to do anything to help her in her campaign. So it was really, really out of line. A lot of senators and stuff clapped back at Trump. And Blake was one of them. All kinds of senators. They came, they did a list of several tweets that he had sent out that was just totally inappropriate. He said that she was disloyal to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Sanders says that, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she says that the tweet was not sexist and that if you saw that, then your mind must be in the gutter. So, I guess this is how this chick keeps her job, you know. And her daddy is on, like, TBN, and I'm just like, okay, you know. You know, I don't know. But it's a lot of stuff. And they're throwing church and state should be separate.
You know, I'm a church woman. And yes, some of the toughest things you can talk about, one of the worst things you can talk about, is religion and politics. Them conversations you don't have with folks. Not unless they in your religion or they in your politics. Then you can talk about it. But if they not, avoid it with everything that you got, honey. Because I'm telling you, it don't never go good. Listen to something. It ain't going to never go good. If they don't agree with your philosophy when it comes to religion or politics, that conversation ain't going to go good. I'm just going to tell you. But when it comes to politics and how the world should run, you should have morals. But the thing about it is, I be questioning a lot of folks' salvation. I'm just saying. I question it. Because I read my Bible. And I just remember talking about these people that were telling people all the time, this the law, you got to do it like this. This the law, you got to do it like that. This the law, you got to do it like this. You can't do it like that. That is the Sabbath day. You can't do it on the Sabbath. They was doing all of it. And the Lord said, you pray to me, and your heart is far from me. You don't even know me. And then he went in their church and threw it up. Yeah, he sure did. He was angry. He was mad at them. Then he told them, he who is out sin, cast that first stone. Ooh. Ooh, they were mad at him. They were. They were mad at him. But he went on and he stood up. He stood up for me and you. He showed in. He wasn't Trump, though. He wasn't telling stories. He was telling the truth. So that's what makes the difference. Don't be sitting up here not telling the truth. Especially if you're going to talk about the law. Because he told the truth. He told the truth. And hey, he was hung on the cross. Hey, the whole world. That's just my church. Your church might be different. What you believe might be different. Maybe you got somebody else to save you. But I know who saved me. And that was different. So you got to have him in your religion. And he died to save the whole world. Not just a select few. So that's why I think religion should be separate from politics. And I think that it could be together with politics when you understand he died for the whole world. Get it to be a part of politics because you're a servant to all your people. See how they go hand in hand? He died for the whole world. Politician, servant for all the people. See how they go together? Not just a select few.
I understand that, sister. I understand that. Yes, sister, I understand that too. That was a very, very good description. Great, great, great. I got it. Yeah, he died for everyone. Yes, yes. Great job. Great job. Yeah, I can understand that, but he got a lot of clapback. Got a lot of clapback. And so people are outraged. Religious groups are outraged. All kinds of people are outraged at Trump right now. They're saying, hey, this whole thing with Roy Moore in Alabama, if this happens, dude, hey, it's going to be some trouble for you. And so he's going to be in some hot water if this Roy Moore wins this election. His camp, Roy Moore's camp, is not as certain as they were at first. And the reason why they're not as sure as they were previously and prior was that they had an unexpected turnout to the polls.
Woo! Yeah! Way to go! The Lord is prayer!
I know. That deserves it. Yeah. That deserves a handout. And so that's great, Alabama. You guys have showed up at the polls, and that's what we needed you to do. They have not gone through the absentee ballots yet. The race, the polls, I think, are still open. I think they probably have about an hour. I think they may have an hour and may have just closed. But the people have showed up, and the turnout was more than what they expected. And so people are paying attention, and they're out, and they're casting their votes. They came out, regardless of this being a special election and not a normal election, they have came out more than expected. And so not only is Trump under fire about Moore, he's under fire about a couple of other people too, okay? Some people that he's nominating and he's wanting to get in office. So it's not just Moore who's been accused of two underage teens, females, sexual allegations. And then Trump, 15 women, I think, have come forth for sexual allegations against him. Well, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley issued a rare rebuke today of two of President Donald Trump's most controversial judicial nominees, urging the White House to rethink the picks. Jeff Mattier, the nomination of Jeff Mattier, who was selected to become a federal judge in Texas. He said the White House should not proceed on the nomination of Brett Talley, whom Trump picked to become a federal judge in Alabama. I've advised, he said, the White House, they ought to reconsider. Grassley said as he left a Judiciary Committee hearing, I would advise the White House not to proceed. Now, Trump's bid to fill the judiciary with young conservative voices, the Senate has moved at an unprecedented pace this year to seat federal judges, but controversy has surrounded the Mattier and Talley nominations. Now, Talley's nomination has already gone through the Judiciary Committee and is awaiting a vote from the full Senate. Mattier's nomination still needs committee approval. It's unclear whether Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will ultimately schedule a floor vote for Talley? He probably will. A McConnell aide said it's premature to say what will happen with any of the pending district court judges because the Senate is currently considering the nominations of three circuit court judges and then will turn to the tax bill, government funding, and other pressing year-end issues. So McConnell has kind of said, be patient on this one. It's a little premature to talk about right now. We're going to handle more pressing facts. Good cover, McConnell. So anyway, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she wasn't sure if Trump and Grassley have spoken directly about the issue. A CNN CNN first reported in 2015. I don't remember this story, but CNN reported this first. It says, Mateer said in 2015 that transgender children are part of Satan's plan. His home state senator, Republican John Cornyn, is taking issue with the fact that Mateer did not disclose the speeches where he made the eyebrow-raising remarks. So they're saying he didn't even talk about that and say anything about that. Now, on Mateer's case, he did not disclose the information before the Judiciary Evaluation Committee. He said this is serious breach of protocol. So even the nominees are not being upfront and honest concerning their history and their past. Now, meanwhile, the controversy that built around Talley, since he was approved for the Judiciary Committee last month, an online comment he wrote in 2011 surfaced defending the early KKK. He also didn't disclose his wife's top White House job as a potential conflict of interest in his Senate questionnaire. So none of these nominees are being honest. Dianne Feinstein, a ranking member of California, stated, "This is the fastest confirmation pace I can remember in my 25 years serving on this committee." So not only is Trump under fire about Roy Moore, he is also under fire about Mateer and Talley, Jeff Mateer and Brett Talley. So, guys, I mean, think about the people that he's choosing and picking to serve as our judges, senators, putting these people in the White House. Is he okay? Yes, I'm saying you're okay. What's going on? Hand me the fan, Shay. Let me fan her. Okay, all right. We're gonna take a little break. We're going to play I don't know if I should even play Bruno Mars. I was going to play Bruno Mars. This is what I like. But the news is just, this is not what I like. This is not what I like at all. I don't like this news at all. I got the wrong music. We just gonna play some break music. Let's just go to some instrumental music. Then maybe I can go to some happier music and we can listen to Bruno. Bruno, I'm gonna remember you, honey, okay? I'm gonna play you before the show's over. Anyway, let's just take a break. We're gonna fan sister and try to bring her back, okay? And maybe we've heard about the election and maybe they've gotten the poll numbers and maybe I can give you a verdict on who will be our next senator. It will be a long time if a Democrat wins. Oh, it'll be history. It hadn't been a Democratic senator in like 25 years, I believe. So anyway, it's been a long time. It's a very red state. So it would be a very, very positive thing if a Southern state got a Democrat. And it was known as a red state. If they got a Democrat as a senator, whoa, Democrats, man, look at how this race is going to go this next upcoming election. So, yes, anyway, our hopes are high that we get this Democrat. And so we'll be right back after this.
that break music. Oh my God. Oh Lord, I think Sister almost fainted. I'm sorry. This news just got the Sister just almost fainted, I think. Almost fainted, she almost fainted.
I know, Sister, I saw. Yes, Sister, we saw you, but we brought you back. Yes, we did. It wasn't time for you to faint, honey. It wasn't time.
Oh Lord. Okay. Go ahead. I'm in now.
All right. Well, now we just got through talking about Trump and everything and Roy Moore. Well, there are some senators that are pulling for him to get impeached. And Nancy Pelosi, the head, you know, she's like, I'm not going to join the call, impeachment of Trump, but I am calling for an investigation upon the sexual assault charges. So Nancy Pelosi is on it about the investigation, and she's saying, hey, if Paula Jones can possibly do it, then nobody is above the law, regardless of if you're president or not. You're not above the law, and a thorough investigation needs to go forward when it comes to these sexual allegation charges. So Nancy Pelosi has stood up and said, hey, enough is enough. Now, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, Cory Booker's of Jersey, Senator Jeff Markell, Oregon, and Senator Gillibrand, they're calling for his impeachment. And they're saying that, hey, after what he just did to Senator Gillibrand and these women and them coming forth, and they just made a statement with Al Franken, and he had to resign from his position. And I want to talk, too, about Al Franken, because even his accusers were not even happy with how he went out and how he apologized for sexually. Well, he didn't even apologize. He didn't even admit to anything, even though he apologized to the first victim in that statement of his resignation speech on the House floor. He talked more about Trump and Roy Moore and said he didn't recall those stories like the women have recalled them. And some of those accusations are false. So he took no responsibility, and his accusers are upset. Al Franken, yes, your accusers are upset with you. They think that you could have done a better job because it was all about you and not about the women, even though you said you were for women and that you believe women should be heard. Your victims did not feel like you gave them an opportunity to be heard because you said what you said. Now, you can replay your speech, but this is just what your accusers feel like. So, you know, and I like Al Franken, but as a woman, when you say, well, you know, it ain't exactly how I recall it. And some of them, they just flat out lie. But, you know, the ones that say, yeah, something happened. But it ain't like I saw it. It just didn't sit well with your victims. And, you know, I don't know how to advise you on that.
I mean, you know, I'm just going to tell you like this. It's not going to sit well with a woman if she know what you done did. And then you say you ain't did it. Or you say, hey, I ain't remember it like that. How did you remember it? Maybe that's why you were alleged to be assaulted. See, you saw it one way. She said, no, I don't see it this way. You're violating me. Maybe it was something that happened. I don't know. I think if you violated me, I tell you, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you. Stop calling me. Was anything like that? No.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago, no means no. You know, it is just baffling to me to see how everybody is being fired for sexual allegations or, you know, even being alleged, okay? They're being fired. But yet, we have Roy Moore, who's a possible candidate and could possibly win a race in Alabama. And the Senate says that, hey, if you do win, everything is going to be put up under investigation, which, I mean, you know, if you win, I mean, how are you going to give him the seat and then put him up under investigation? Seems like you wouldn't let him go in the race, period, you know, but I don't know. I'm still trying to understand politics. This hasn't been the same since the Obamas left. So I'm still trying to understand politics, and I'm sitting up here thinking, okay, maybe mentally I'm not able to understand, because you can't be mentally sane and deal with this political stuff that's going on right now. I mean, it's insanity. It really is. And I'm trying to understand.
Baby, sometimes things just need to be left alone, and you just need to pray about it. Because you just ain't going to make no sense out of it. I just pray about it, honey. I just pray about it. Because you ain't going to understand it. And you might want to speak in tongues, because this is some stuff we don't even understand. And we're going to speak in some tongues for this stuff. We're going to release the mysteries in the spirit, because this is some crazy stuff. There's some mysteries being released in that spirit of the Trump camp.
You know, it is some mysteries, because I'm telling you, I'm like, I can't comprehend. I can't comprehend mentally what's going on. It's not mentally right. Something's not right. It's not right. I just can't believe some of the things that are taking place right now with all the sexual assault allegations and stuff that are taking place. So that's what's been going on. Senators are calling for his impeachment. Nancy Pelosi says she wants these sexual allegation charges investigated. And the Senate says, if Roy Moore wins this election, we're investigating those sexual allegation charges. He says they're false. And yet, he rode into the election today, into the polls, on horseback. All he was missing was a shotgun.
Shay, you see that man in the plantation owner? I know that's what you're saying.
Yeah, he looked a little weird. He came up in there. And yeah. He's only missing his shotgun. He came up in there on a horse named Sassy.
Sassy. Sassy the horse.
Yeah, he came up there on Sassy. And he cast his vote. So did Doug Jones. He casted his vote. You know, Senator Representative Flake endorsed him. Republicans, I guess, are changing sides when it comes to this election. It's kind of torn, the Republican Party, but hey, commentators and people are saying that if Moore does win this election, that every Republican and anyone that deals with him, shakes his hand, pats him on the back, anything, they're going to be under scrutiny. And so this is something for our political process and what's actually happening. It is so mind-boggling. Man, it's almost hard to even do. Now, they're saying that Christians, Alabama Christians, will still vote for Moore, Roy Moore, because a lot of people feel like the whole moral aspect is leaving America. And then America is getting worse, and they're getting further away from morality and moral conduct. And it's more sexual misconduct than anything that's going on right now. And you can see this in what's taking place within the whole, gosh, within the whole world, I mean, with everything pertaining to sexual assault and sexual allegations. So they're saying that the people have switched, you know, it's been Christian Democrat, but they have been more of the, it's been more of people transitioning from Christianity to conservative Christianity and evangelical Protestant in particular. And they have flocked to the Republican Party, and Republicans have flocked to conservative Christianity. Consequently, we now see the two identities as fundamentally connected to one another. The champion of conservative Christian values by one of the two major parties is quite literally a godsend for some Americans. In survey after survey, we see Americans expressing their concern that religion is under attack in the U.S. and lamenting that religion is losing influence. Conservative Christians see that the proportion of the population that identifies as Christian has declined notably over the last quarter of a century. Lucky for them, the Republican Party and people like Moore are stepping up to decry and the declining influence of Christianity in our society. Moore was removed from his position as Chief Justice of Alabama Supreme Court in 2003 for refusing to remove the Ten Commandments monument from the courthouse. Despite an order to do so by a federal court, he was reelected to the position in 2013, but suspended in 2016 when he encouraged Alabama officials to disregard the Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage. He instead continued to enforce the Alabama Constitution's ban on the practice. For conservative Christian voters in Alabama, these actions make Moore something of a hero. And according to Pew's 2014 Religious Landscape Study, about one half of Alabamans are evangelical Protestants. Evangelicals in Alabama are highly likely to be Republican, to believe the Bible is the literal word of God, and to oppose both same-sex marriage and abortion, according to the study. So they're saying that they believe that Moore is going to get a lot of the Christian vote. It's not surprising then that Moore, an outspoken opponent of both abortion, homosexuality, and prominent of the politicization of Christianity, or politicization of Christianity, has considerable support among conservative Christians in Alabama. So what about the allegations of sexual misconduct? Don't conservative Christians care about that? Well, polls today said 55% of it says it doesn't matter. In Alabama, when they took those polls concerning Moore, like most Americans, they undoubtedly do care about sexual misconduct, but the question is, do they care enough about it to override their goal of electing an anti-abortion, anti-gay conservative Christian to the Senate? There is a good chance the answer is no. So here we are, when we think about morals and immoral. Yes, Moore may have committed immoral and perhaps illegal sexual acts. President Donald Trump likes to point out that Moore has not admitted to them, but such acts are seen as less offensive than financial transgressions. Wow. Wow. Sexual misconduct. Ooh, it seemed better than financial misconduct. Wow. Now that will blow your mind away. Wow, Shay. Oh.
Baby. Oh. And they saying that we going to get closer to morality with this man?
You know, we are a society of labels, sister. He got the label of it. As long as he got the label, people going to believe, oh, well, he might be all right.
Oh, you know, this is a dawning of a new day. So we got to have like a shutty and a thumb, honey.
Yeah, I know. This has been some hard news, I tell you. But without any further ado, I think we've had enough of the news.
Yeah. I don't think I want to hear no more. Can we play something happy?
Yes, like, I don't know. Maybe we should, like, let's see, do I have some good news for you this week? Oh, no. It doesn't seem like it fits in with this. I think I want to go back to when I just come in to just do relationship news, because I don't like to sit in all this politics. Ugh. I'm gonna have to go home and have my partner. He's gonna have to like hypnotize me and just rob my brain so I can sleep tonight. Cause this has got me like gonna have nightmares. As the state of the world really likes it. It's getting like this, sister. Yeah, the state of the world is like this. Yeah, I can't make this up.
Oh, Lord, I tell you, they done said since I was a little girl, we in the last days. I think they might be right. I'm 70 years old, and I think I'm 70. We might be knocking on them last days, honey, because this is a hell of a mess. Ooh, it's a hell of a mess.
Yes, it is, and... You know, we don't want hell of a messes. So, you know, there's a song that always. This song is something that my grandmother I used to always listen to. One of her favorite artists was Sam Cooke. And so, anyway, hopefully you guys will enjoy this. We're going to go out. I'm going to sing live like I did last week. And hopefully, after tonight's election, we can believe that a change is gonna come. This is Sam Cooke. A change gonna come. I was born. In a little tent, and oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Isn't too but I'm afraid to die. See, I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown where somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
See, I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please. And he just winds up knocking me. I wouldn't last alone, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Yeah.
All right, guys, and there we have it. Shay Renee and friends, we will be live again next week. Yes, we will. We'll be live again next week, Tuesday. Make sure you tune in to us. And if nobody's told you that they love you, we're going to tell you tonight, we love you.
We love you. Yes, we love you, darlings. We love you.
Yes, and this is the crew saying we out, and we brought you the verdict again this Tuesday night. So make sure you tune in every week for the verdict with Shay Renee and friends. Until next week, love more, live more, and laugh more. Hey, and motivate somebody, okay? Somebody needs some motivation. This is a jacked up world right now. So motivate somebody, guys. Motivate. It's enough hate in the world. Motivate.